Before we pray, let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, 22, chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit. So what the fruit means, if you have the experience of planting a fruit tree in the yard, sometimes it takes 2 years, 3 years, and in these 2-3 years, we keep on give water and fertilizer. You take care of the fruit tree very well. And when the life of the fruit tree become mature, then you will start to see the fruit tree bear the fruit. There's no way you can force a fruit tree to bear the fruit if the life is not mature, right? And naturally, you will bear the fruit. And we can enjoy the very sweet orange. We can enjoy guava, papaya, or what, apple, all different kind of fruit tree, right? So it's good we have a different kind of fruit tree in your yard. But do you know, in the Bible say, every one of us, we are like a fruit tree. We can bear the fruit. And what kind of fruit? How many fruit here? How many fruit here? Nine. But the Bible say the fruit is singular, it's not plural. Only one fruit, but have different manifestation. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit means we keep on praying until our spiritual life is mature. Then our life will be transformed. And how come it's so powerful the Holy Spirit can transform us? The first, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and God is love. So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we are filled by the love of God. And then our life will be transformed to become a person who has great love, like Jesus Christ, right? And also, God is power. God has power. So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, God will fill us with His power, right? And then when we have power, we have freedom to control ourselves. We have freedom to get rid of the evil desire or the lust. If we have no power, then a lot of times, especially when you reach to the teenager, a lot of fantasy, a lot of evil thought keep on lingering in your mind. You want to get rid of it, you cannot get rid of it. Why? Because this kind of evil thought have the power to occupy your mind. So a lot of people all day long, they think about it's something evil, it's something sinful. Just like the day of generation of Noah. What did the Bible say in Genesis? First, they are corrupted in their mind. Every day they think about evil. And they say, the second, they are corrupted in their life. Why? Once the mind is corrupted, then you will bear the bad fruit. Just like an orange, right? The inside life is sour. You bear the fruit of orange all sour. If we have sinful nature or our life, have a manifestation of that sinful nature. We get angry very easy. We have jealousy. We have hatred. We have all different kind of evil things. So Holy Spirit is so powerful, give us power so we can get rid of the entanglement of evil thought or sinful lust. And Holy Spirit pulled on us with His love, divine nature. So we will become a partaker of the divine nature. So if we look into that life of Jesus Christ, can we learn from Jesus Christ? Yes. How can we do that? Filled by the Holy Spirit. And gradually we will manifest the virtues of Jesus Christ, the character of Jesus Christ. And self-control, one of the questions. Do you want to control yourself or you want somebody to control you? Everybody. Do you want to control yourself or you want somebody to control you? You want your parents control you or you want to control yourself? Which one is better? You want to control yourself, right? How about you? Everybody want to control ourselves. You don't want your parents to control you, right? If you are controlled by yourself, your parents, sometimes you feel you lose identity, right? I'm already adult, right? Even though you're only a teenage. You thought you're adult. Don't control me. I can control you myself, right? But in reality, can we control ourselves? Can we control ourselves? You look how long you serve in the internet, then you know. Can you control yourself, right? You can push the button on, but you cannot push the button off. Why? Because we cannot control ourselves. Internet controls us. Do you have a smartphone? Some of you have a smartphone, right? Can you control a smartphone? Why you let the smartphone control you? Or some people are keep on, while walking, keep on looking at smartphone and hit the pole, right? But when you come to the church, the main purpose is what? To worship God, to enjoy rest. So if we come to the church, we are still controlled by smartphone, then this is not the Sabbath, because we are still under control, right? And one thing is also equally obvious, is whether we can control yourself. Do you know? When you go all you can eat, how much dish you eat, then you can know whether you are filled by the Holy Spirit, right? If you keep on one dish, two dish, third dish, until you feel stomach ache, then you are not filled by the Holy Spirit. When you feel by the Holy Spirit, you are self-control, right? When your stomach say full, then full, right? So self-control is very important. How can we have self-control? Filled by the Holy Spirit. So there is a father say, after his son come back from SSC or some kind of seminar, and he feel his son, the time surfing the internet, very short. After answering some email, just turn off. But when he took his son, the prey becomes shorter and shorter, and whatever. The time spent on surfing is become longer and longer. Also the father say, I have to lead my children to live a life of prayer. The more they pray, the less they surf in the internet. How come? Self-control. So self-control comes from the fullness of Holy Spirit. So if everybody can bear this kind of fruit, you're very joyful, you're very loving, you're very peaceful, you're long-suffering, you're very kind, you have goodness, very faithfulness, and very gentle, have self-control. And this kind of family life is a life in heaven, right? So we have to pray, everybody in the family. If your parents have no desire to lead your prayer, then you lead your parents. Right? We have family altar and encourage your parents to lead the whole family pray together until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. You can do it. Because a lot of time parents listen to their children. Why? Because they love their children. So we are going to pray together and pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If you have no Holy Spirit yet, hold on the fast, hold fast the promise of God, and ask, thinking that God is in front of you, and keep on praising Him, and keep on asking from Him, and He will give you Holy Spirit. So when you pray, think God is in front of you, and then you directly pray to Him from your heart, praise Him from your heart, and give thanks to Him from your heart. Ask for something you need. So now we are going to pray together. Let's come forward. And during the time of prayer, don't squeeze around and don't open your eye, turn around. Concentrate your mind and pray to God. Let's come forward and pray for 15 minutes.